My name is Diane McDonald Brotman Wims. McDonald was my maiden name, and you probably remember my mother, Elaine. I used to bring her with me here. I have three younger sisters, and they often came with us here too. We grew up in Tacoma Park Presbyterian Church. Every Sunday, we spent all our time at the church. My mother was the choir director and the soloist. We had a fantastic youth program in the evening. We went back to church at night, and my life was totally related to church. Then I started college, and I met a guy who wouldn't leave me alone, and he ended up marrying me. He was Jewish, 6 years older than me. And we moved to Pikesville. When you're in Pikesville, there are not very many Christians around. Most of them, all my neighbors were Jewish, all my friends were Jewish, all the kids at school were Jewish. So I ended up not going to church. And instead, we went to the Colt games every Sunday because my father-in-law was the dentist for the Colts. So we would go every Sunday, or else we'd watch it every Sunday. And the Colts were our Sunday activity. I ended up being president of a Jewish organization, which was a feather in my cap, but my husband hated it. He just did not like me to do anything outside of the house. So after 19 abusive years, we divorced. I met a fellow that went to Towson Presbyterian Church. So I joined Towson Presbyterian Church, and I really enjoyed that. But we were sailing on a boat, and every weekend we had races out of Annapolis. So my church, instead of being in a building, was out on the water in the sailboat, which I loved. I really did. So it was special for me. When that relationship died, I ended up moving to Columbia. And I didn't find a church. Oh, yes, I did. I found a church. First, I moved back to my mother's house because they needed help with their house. They needed help with the lawn. And I was teaching in Columbia, but I was going back and forth and back and forth. But I did a lot of help around the house so they could move at some point. We went to Wallace Presbyterian Church, and I would take her there. And then I met Michael. I was at a singles dance. I was going with another girl from Columbia Academy, and we went to this place for the first time, and I sat at a table, and Michael was sitting at the next table, and we started to dance. And now, 24 years later, we've been married that long. We haven't danced much because there are not too many places around to dance, but I moved my parents to Catonsville, because they did move out of their house. They'd been there 55 years. So I had them in an apartment so I could take care of them, get their groceries, drive them around. And we started going to Chapelgate. So that's another church that I went to. But my mother, being a soloist and being a music lover, did not enjoy the hip-hop that was the 11 o'clock service at Chapelgate. She couldn't get up in time to go to the early one, which is a better time for the music, but she couldn't get out of bed that early. So after Chapelgate, Joyce Rain was our friend, my best friend's sister. My best friend lives in Montana, but Joyce lives right here in Ellicott City, and she and her mom were going to this church, so we went there to Chapelgate with them for a while. But we decided it was not a good fit. So then we met Harry, who was at Chapelgate a couple times. We took my mother to the Christian Christmas programs every year, and she just absolutely fell in love with the music and his presentation and what was going on, and we found out that he was here. So now I was bringing my mother here for as long as she was able to come, and here I am. My biggest prayer for you to ask you for is that my husband, Michael, who is the dream of my life, he is so wonderful. He's been so great. He's a retired naval commander. He traveled everywhere before he met me. But his first father-in-law was a minister in a Methodist church, and he was very, very nasty, and he was not a loving person at all, and it turned him off from gathering with music, with a church. So he hasn't been able to go back to church for quite a while. I have asked him to please come with me on Christmas Eve to come here, and he said, I'll think about it. So please pray that I can get him here, because I think once he's here, he will enjoy meeting everybody, and you will love him because he is a dream come true for me. My kids love him. He's got two kids. I've got two kids, and they've all lived with us at one time or another. First his son when he went to Towson, and then my son when he got a divorce, and then his daughter when he was going to UMBC for 6 years for her MBA and her doctorate. And then my son just left. He had some major problems with his condo and everything else, so he was here for 3 years. So we are now empty nesters, because my mother was living here too all this time, a lot of time. So we are now empty nesters for the first time, and it's kind of fun. But I'm hoping and praying, and we thank God every day that we happen to be at this dance. It was my first time, it was his second time, and we just happened to sit next to each other at two different tables, and that's how we met. And we did meet there every Wednesday and Saturday for quite a while until the relationship got really strong. But I'm hoping that I can bring him here and enjoy opening his eyes to all the things that I'm learning and loving about this church. Thank you very much.